I find, especially from the second dance, which is usually pretty late, you still got the Simchas HaSmachah, and it's not till 10 o'clock. Okay, so Melechus Tzoveh. So I think today we'll start with a bit of a Hakadama, and I guess maybe tomorrow we'll do the Lamaisa applications a little more. I hope we'll finish tomorrow, but we'll see. So where was Tzoveh in the Mishkan? Anyone want to venture a guess? Ah,
By dyeing the wool.
right. That's certainly the Pasha Pshat when they dyed the wool. That's what Rashi writes in Mem Testament Beis to Masalheim. It's a mashmos of the Seder of the Malachos and the Mishkan and the Mishnah Davayin Gimel. In other words, we're talking about at this stage, the Malachos that relate to the wool. However, the Yushalmi Perek Kol Gadol gives a different answer. Matzvi Ha'isa B'Mishkan. What does that mean? So the Karban Ed explains, meaning to say, how did Oros Elam Adamim? So how did they become red? So if you actually look at Rashi Al HaTorah, Shmos Perchafe, Pasake, it says, Tzvuos Hayu Adom La'achar Ibudan. So they would make the hides into leather, ma'abid the leather, and then they would dye them red. That's pretty straightforward. Again, that's a pashup shot, but not the Yerushalmi. Shalmi says no, according to Karban Eda, they would actually make these hides red while the animals, sounds like, were still alive. So they would go and beat the animals, and that would they would be bleeding, I guess. That would make the hides red. That's how they were Oros Eilim Me'adamim. So according to Yerushalmi, interestingly enough, that where was Tzoveh and Mishkan? It's not amongst the Melachos of wool, but actually the Melachos of hide, of leather. Now, when we look at the Seder of the Mishnah, they're basically four main categories of Melachos. Which one does this belong to? So, as I said, from the Seder of the Mishnah, it certainly sounds more like your intuition. I don't want to say the Bavli yet, because I don't have a Raya yet that that's true from the Bavli, but we'll call it the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that Tzoveh is with the is on the wool, and therefore it was done after the animal, after the wool was detached from the animal at the very least. But the Yerushalmi has it as part of the Melachos on leather, that they would dye the Oros even while it's alive. So the question is, why in the world would the Yerushalmi say this? In other words, why not learn like the Pashtus? And we'll see this is addressed by both Rishonim and Achronim. And then, of course, we'll have a further question if we accept the Yerushalmi. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Chaf addresses this question. Vehu davar tema deshavik tzvias tchelas v'naka tzvia ketana kazu. In other words, we know they needed tchelas for the Mishkan. That's pretty clear, and obviously that means you had to get wool dyed tchelas. So there's a clear cut case of tzvia of tchelas. Why did it bring this modern example? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, and there are the tuva kamash malan demishum de omer sham. Hamadim odem b'safachayev. If you redden the lips, so lips are already red or pink, and you further redden them, you're chayev. Kolomar, hasafa shi'aduma v'hosif ba'admumis chayev. So you make something that's already red, deeper red, you're chayev. V'haynu mishum tzoveya. U'minal lomar ken, how do you shall me know? V'alo enu domer l'tzvias tchelas, dehave tzvia. In other words, tchelas was pretty straightforward. You had wool. Wool is white, and you dyed it blue, and so now it's a total transformation. It's a new color. So, if we were just learning tzoveya from the tzvia of the tchelas, so I wouldn't know that if you redden your lips, you're chayav mishum tzoveya. Let's figure out what reddening the lips is. Maybe it means lipstick. Rav Moshe writes that using lipsticks is two malachos. It's Mimareach and Tzoveah. We'll see. We'll have to return to that question when we do Mimareach, but for our purpose, it's Tzoveah. In other words, even though when I use lipstick, especially if it's more natural color lipstick. So I'm just making something that's already red a little redder. Still, you're chayv mishum toveya. That's what it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, and I wouldn't know that from if all I had was the tcheles of the tzvi of the tcheles. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. We learn from this weird Yerushalmi understanding. This too is included in the tzvi. Yeah.
But Daniel wasn't bad before either.
Good question. Maybe what he means is that the hides, let's imagine you skinned an animal, not skinned, like took off all its fur. So I'm not sure, but maybe it would be red. In other words, like the meat, the flesh, I'm not sure exactly. And now you go ahead and you make it even redder. I've not done this myself, but that's what my guess is what he's saying. In other words, you're just making it even more intensely that color. You're saying the skin is brownish, so you're going from brown to red. Okay, brown and red are close. I'm not exactly sure, but that's what he says. So the first nafgamina between, we'll say, the Pashtus or the Yerushalmi, why the Yerushalmi derives Soveya from this strange situation is the idea that when you dye something the same color that it already was, you're just deepening it. Obviously, you need to have some type of tikkun. You're deepening it or making it stronger in some way. So you're chayev. Again, what the Aruch HaShulchan sort of saying is if all you had was the Bavli, you wouldn't know that. Maybe you're only chayev if you change the color. But from the Yerushalmi, at the very least, we see you're chayev even if you make something red already redder. Again, we don't know that the Bavli disagrees either. We just don't know that the Bavli would agree. This, by the way, might relate to the machlokas that we saw in Daf Yud Ches when we did Bishul about what's the machayev for Hagasa in Bishul. Remember, there's a machlokas Rashi Tosos over there. Is it the machayev mishum Bishul, machayev mishum Tzaveya? Tosos, who says Tzaveya, might be assuming more like the Yerushalmi. Now, there's over there. L'chayev, the point is that the wool was already dyed whatever color it was, let's say green, and now you stir it some more and it is niklat yoser, it's a little deeper green or something like that. You're chayev mishum tzoveya. Keep on every time you mix, further tzoveya. Again, there might be other factors going on over there, both in terms of bishul and tzoveya, but that could be another a reflection of this same idea. This might also relate to what the machayev is for bruising. So Rashi actually in Shmos Ratzim gives two explanations. It says over there that if you're chovel in the Shmos Ratzim, you're chayev. What are you chayev for? So Rashi gives two pshatim. The first interpretation is it's shechita. Why shechita? What do you mean? I punched the animal. I didn't kill the animal. No, shechita perhaps means drawing blood, adamu nefesh, and therefore you're chayv shochet. Okay, that's not our issue right now. We'll get back to that. Lashon Acher Rashi says kevan diyeshlan or, meaning the Shmos Ratzim have or, as opposed to something like, I don't know, a cockroach, an exoskeleton, where it doesn't have or. It just has blood on the inside, but this shell on the outside. The Shmona Shratzim have or. So nitzbaha or bedam ha-nitzra bo, d'chayim shum tzaveya. So Rashi's second explanation is why you chayev, because when you, I don't know, if I give somebody a bruise, I punch them and I bruise them. D'chayim shum tzaveya, and that's like the Yerushalmi. Not necessarily the Aruch HaShulchan's k'nech in the Yerushalmi, because here, when I give you a bruise, my skin goes from being white to black and blue. But at the very least, the Ramban, as well as the Rashba over here, meaning Daf Kuf Zayin, point out that Rashi's second explanation aligns with the Yerushalmi that the Tzviya in the Mishkan was Mesharbetim BeBehema. So that's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Another way to understand that chiddush, if you don't want to say like the Aruch HaShulchan, is that you might have thought that to be chayav misham soveya, you need something external. In other words, I have to add dye, like the case in tchelas. You put wool into dye. How do I know if I cause it to change colors without bringing in something from the outside? Now, it is adding something, but I'm not bringing it in from the outside, right? So how do I know when I punch somebody and now they have a bruise that I am chayav mishum soveya? So what's causing the black and blue mark? Blood, right? I guess some type of internal bleeding or something like that. So maybe that's not soveya because I haven't brought in something external. Now again, it's not so clear because it's sort of external to the skin, but it's not external to the body. You might have thought that to be chayav mishum soveya, you need something external. Kamash Malan, the Yerushalmi, and this is again the second shot in Rashi, that you'd be chayav mishum soveya. So that's another way to see the Chiddush, and that's what the Ramban points out over there in Kosayin, that this is like the Yerushalmi. Now, it's not clear actually that that's what the Yerushalmi means. For example, if you look at the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi, we were assuming so far like the Karban Eda on the Yerushalmi. You look at the Pnei Moshe, he has a totally different Havana of the Yerushalmi. He thinks, no, they were using paint. That's what it means they would be Mesharbatim. They would paint the animals. What does that mean? Katsovo, I'm reading the Pnei Moshe. Mufarish Matzvi Ha'isa B'mishkan. Oh, what's oros? Again, I don't know why exactly we chose this example, but the point is that sometimes you might paint an animal, like when you are marking off which is the 10th animal for Kedushas Bechor, I mean Ma'aser Behema. So right, the animals are running through the peg to the pen. And number 10, you take a red paint and you put it on the animal, and then number 20, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what the Pnei Moshe, that's what Misharbatin means, doesn't it? We're not like torturing these animals, beating them while they're alive. No, we painted them. Now, according to the Pnei Moshe, though, we have a problem, which is it's not clear so much what the Chiddush is. In other words, once that's the Soveya of the Mishkan, so why don't we just say, the tzvi of the tchelas, like the Aruch HaShulchan asked. The first, if you learn like the Pnei Moshe, like the Ramban, so at least here we were trying to explain why the Yerushalmi invoked this example. There was some type of chiddush. The chiddush might be according to Aruch HaShulchan, you're not changing the color. According to Rashi, you're not adding anything from the outside. There's some chiddush that I wouldn't have known from the classical tzvia, namely of the tchelas. I mean, everybody l'chaora is going to agree that there was tzvia of tchelas in the Mishkan. So if there was tzvia and tchelas in the Mishkan, why do we do this Madna case? So again, if you learn like the Pnei Moshe, the Ramban, or the like, then I understand Aruch HaShulchan, I understand what the Chiddush is. If you're going to learn like the Karban Eda, sorry, if you're going to learn like the Pnei Moshe, if I just said Pnei Moshe the first time, if you're going to learn like the Karban Eda or the Ramban or the Aruch HaShulchan, I understand why the Yerushalmi uses this weird case to, as an example of Soveya. But if you're going to learn like the Pnei Moshe, so then I have a question, why in the world we have this weird case? Now, the Shiarei HaKarban, also the commentary on the Yerushalmi, gives an answer to this question. The Kasha HaHaisa Tzvia B'Tcheles, Yesh Lomar, Desover D'lo Tzav'i Tchelas el ha'shaylam tchelas mimitzrayim. The answer is we couldn't have given the Pasha Pshat because that's not true. We need to know what happened when they built the Mishkan. When they built the Mishkan, did they dye wool blue? No. Where'd they get the tchelas from? They brought it out of Egypt to be midbar lo ha'elam chilazon shunimtza be'eretz Yisrael b'gvul zvulun. It's very far away. V'dam meis eino tov la'tzavan. Even if you would have imported it, it's not good anymore for dying. Chai, what did they do in the fish tank? That's very strange, because we know generally when it comes to the Melachos HaMishkan, l'chora, We're not looking at what actually happened, but what theoretically would have needed to happen if you were to build a Mishkan from scratch. This point is made by, I think, the Pnei Yeshua and others. For example, when we talk about kosher, so the Gemara tries to figure out where was their kosher in the Mishkan. So the Gemara concludes, at least the Bavli, that when they were making the nets for fishing the Tcheles, so fishing nets, sometimes you have to be kosher, sometimes you have to be matir, right? So does that mean historically the Jewish people went to build a Mishkan? They like went all the way up to Cheles, to Zvulun, and they started fishing? Lav dafka. It just means that if you were to build a Mishkan from scratch, you would need to have fishing nets, and fishing nets involve kosher and matir typically, and therefore there's kosher and matir. And in fact, we know also the Gemara by Dash, we talked about Chilazon. We're also taking for granted that they didn't just bring dye out of Mitzrayim, they were dyeing the Chilazon. So could be that the Shi'ar Karban thinks that the Yerushalmi disagrees with this, I'm not sure. According to the Yerushalmi, it was only acts that they Lemaisa b'foal did in building the Mishkan, and that's why we couldn't have said Tcheles. And therefore, he comes up with this idea that it had to give this example. How do you know that they were Misharbatin in that case either? I don't know. It's a difficult pshat to understand. I'll call upon him, but if you learn like this approach in the Yerushalmi of the Pnei Moshe, then there isn't really a chiddush in the fact that we use this strange example necessarily. Yes.
Were the animals alive when they were doing the charge?
I assume. I mean, not if you learn like the, I mean,
If you're not like the same motion.
yeah. But I, according to all the
Well, I guess
interpretations, they were probably alive.
it just.
Certainly, if you learn like the Ramban, they were alive. If you learn like, I assume, according to all the Pshatim, they were alive.
So why can't that be the.
I'm sorry?
Could that be the finish then? That, like,
If
if
that's
you're trying to tell you that.
Sovea, then it's alive. Maybe. But the question is, why would it make a difference? In other words, if you're actually like coloring the wool of the animal, like he says, is there really a tzad that it would have to be dead? Like you're taking paint and you're painting the animal. What's a tzad? Okay, maybe that's a chiddush. Maybe there's a havamina, at the very least, that it has to be, if it was just like the tcheles, then presumably, not that the animal was dead, but at least it was detached. Animal could be alive. And that would be the Chiddush. So that would be the Chiddush part of the Moshe. Maybe. Maybe you just have to figure out why that's a Chiddush. Now, that's why I would have thought it's different. But okay. Yeah.
Not necessarily the bottom like anything that happens before the sheep is considered part of food preparation. Like, oh, maybe like anything that's done while the animal is still alive can be considered part of the sheep process.
Or at least connected to the animal. Yeah. Okay. I hear that. I hear that's where that's an answer. Not like the Shi'ar Karban, a different answer from B'nai Moshe. Good. Ken Zayin. Very good. The Nishmas Adam also is deals with this Ramban over here extensively. It's Klal Tes, Oz Gimel, and Chay Adam. And again, he too is wondering why does the Yerushalmi not just talk about normal Tzviya Tcheles? And he gives the following answer. Binarily, the Yerushalmi tafas lo shita acheres. The Yisus of Yerushalmi hada isisa de sharka apa. So he too, sort of like we saw the Aruch HaShulchan was doing, but in different ways, trying to look how some of the other psukim in the Yerushalmi correspond to this explanation of the Yerushalmi. So what would that be? It says a woman who paints her face to whiten it. Or disharka masla, or she paints her thread to whiten it. Chai misha malabe. So you're chai misha malabe, b'tzarchiyan, davle lemeimar. So why are you chai misha malabe when you paint your face? Right? You should paint your face white, even if you paint it white. That shouldn't be malabe, that should be tzoveya. That's the kasha that the Chay Adam asks. Now, Agav, I was looking in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Perush on Yerushalmi and the Shiurim, and he says the answer is very simple, that when you're restoring the natural color, that's milabed, as opposed to changing the color. So when it comes to, let's say, whether it's her whitening her face or whitening the thread, that's malabein, because you're trying to restore the natural color. also sort of an interesting idea, I don't know. Some woman gets a sunburn, and now she's embarrassed. She's all red. So she wants to restore her natural whiteness, like a Sleeping Beauty, right? Fairest woman of them all. So she wants to whiten her face somehow. So the Chiddush of Yerushalmi is, it's malabein. Why isn't it Soveya? Soveya is changing the color from the natural color. And therefore, at least Yerushalmi holds, restoring the natural color, even if it's not through the process of cleansing, right? In other words, by cleansing, obviously, that's going to be malabein. But even if it's not through cleansing, even if it's through, I don't know, whatever, how she painting her face white or putting on powder or whatever exactly she did to make herself white, that too is malabein, because the attempt is not to change it to a new color, but to restore the original color. That's where Chaim Kanievsky meets the Shalmi. But the Chayadam has a different beer. He says, no, you're just painting it white, right? You're painting it white, that's malabein. Why? Why is painting something white malabein? So he answers that no, it's only tzoveya. I'll read it inside a moment, remarkable chiddush. It's only tzoveya if it's multicolored. That's what tzoveya means. And he's going to even think that maybe the Bavli agrees, which is remarkable. I'll read it to you. V'chein nirali desavar leilu shalmi, demash tzovim tzemer, v'chol davar kitzeva acher, kol zeh, Malabein means, like, literally making something white. Mali white, mali green, mali blue. If you make something just one color, that's malabein. It's multicolored. That when you're tzar tzura, you're chayiv, also mishum tzoveya. Vim kain, im afsha hayu tzovim b'mishkan b'tcheles v'argaman. So when they dyed the wool tcheles, that's not tzoveya. Kevan shekola yiriya haya tzeva echad, im kain, hu b'chlam alabim. So it's unbelievable, he says this, right? Take a big thing of wool, you put it in a vat of dye, and it comes out all blue. You know what malacha that is? Malabein. V'lo b'chlal tzoveya. Because only multicolored. V'zeu deparach matzvi hayu b'mishka. Ah, so now we understand Yerushalmi's question. Since dyeing the wool, tcheles, and argaman is definitely malachas malabein, so where do we ever find tzvi in the Mishkan? That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. D'lo matzino sham sha'asu tziurim b'tzeva. In other words, things were different colors, like there were pictures of the Kruvim on the Mishkan, but that wasn't through dyeing. So where do we find Soveya? Umishani Shay Masharbitim Be'elim. Rotalomar, Shayumakim Bisharbitim, Shayunitzra Adam, Bechabur Becharbaruros. They like tried to make it speckled. So they speckled, they took these animals and they pounded them and they made them, I don't know, like speckled red and white or whatever the colors were. That's what it is. V'hadirav, shachai b'shachait, mishum tzoveya. Well, now we understand the Gemara. We'll see this Gemara in a moment. The Gemara says, why are you chayef mishum shochait? Rav says, I'll tell you why. Because of tzoveya. What's a tzoveya? And he explains. Because you want to make the meat look fresh for people to buy it. So you put some, the shochet as kavana, to put some blood on the meat. Bloody meat looks fresher. Okay? So that's tzoveya. Why? Hainu nami, kevan she'enu tzoveya ela beis hashchita. You're not putting blood everywhere. You're just making one part of the animal reddish. Have shapir tzoveya. Ah, that's what he says. And there might be a raya for this idea in a Ramban. We saw this Ramban earlier. It's a very mysterious Ramban. Doesn't really make, nobody can really understand it. So we'll throw our hat in the ring. So the Ramban, if you remember, said something. He was talking about Nusach Raisa din Azaisa. And what's the malacha of Nusach Raisa din Azaisa? So the Ramban says, you know what the problem is? So, right, you're doing schita on Nusach Raisa din Azaisa. where it's the melacha. She says, I'll tell you what, it's soveya, because the Ramban says it can't be dash, because it's not gilui karka. And it can't be mechabes, because there's no kibos b'shar mashkin. So what is it? He writes, Vasoche beged told us soveya kederech melabein. So it's kederech melabein, but it's told us soveya. What does that mean? It's told us soveya kederech melabein. The answer is that over here, the cloth is not one single color. So it's told us soveya, but it's kederech melabein, meaning to say it's accomplished through squeezing, through shchita. And the Chayadim will say that's because it's not a single color. Anyway, this this massive Chiddush Chayadim is, I guess, very relevant for two melachos, melabein and soveya. So we didn't quite leave melabein, I guess, yet. Let's look at what he thinks is this Iker Makor for this idea. Very shocking Makor. Well, let's look at the Yerushalmi inside, and then we'll see how pashut is it really. Hamalabno, hahein demefager, sorry, demegafer aal mani nachbelin alika. Hada isasa, could skip that, I guess. De sharp, so we're talking about malabein. That's at least the previous sentence. The previous sentence was malabein. Then we say, Hada isasa de sharka apa de sharka masle. Then we continue. Hahen chayata de yav chuta go pume rav kan b'shem rabban de kesarim nayin chayat was malabein. Good. Now, it's not clear what the kavana is. Like we said before, Rafayan Kanievsky gives his explanation, but the way the Chayadim reads it is, this teaches me that if something is entirely changed in color, you are chayav misham melabein. Now, I would have thought also that if you learn like this Chayadim's Bir and Yerushalmi, you would never think we paskin this way. But at the very least we saw, he thinks that maybe even the Bavli agrees, at least that's the opinion of Rav. We'll see shortly whether or not we paskin like Rav. Not at all clear. Very, very massive chiddush. Yes, you were going to ask.
Just a question on the Lashon of the Beth Adam. He said that if you're Tzarek, you were in your high vision, so bad. Doesn't that mean you made, pictured?
Why isn't it kosev? So we'll talk about it. But let's imagine it might depend on what kind of pictures you're making. We're going to define that very shortly. But let's just imagine we'll return to that question. It's a very good question, but he's assuming that there's a type of tzar tziurim, a type of painting the wall, let's say, where you're not doing it in one color, that would be chay mishum tzoveya.
So just painting blue and green, that's called tzar tziurim.
I guess so.
They're not in any
shape. Yeah, I think so. I think that's what he would say. Okay, so before we even get back to Mar Tzoveh, we've been talking about two malachos now. What's the gader? Tzoveh and Malabein. We saw this radical sheet of the Chayadam, at least according to Yerushalmi. Now, the Pashtus, of course, is the Chalak is different, that the reason why Tzoveh and Malabein are different is because Malabein is all about removing dirt, and Tzoveh is about adding color. But Chayadam says what he says. Let's consider two other malachos, which I guess Elad just brought up that point. So we'll consider two other malachos, how they relate to this whole question. Namely, what is the difference between soveya and kosev? Now, why am I even asking this question? Well, there is a similarity. They both involve putting ink or dye or paint on another medium. So what's the difference? So I would have told you very simply that kosev is about conveying information. It's about conveying words or maybe even pictures. Whereas tzoveya is about beautifying through dye. So I would have guessed that if you paint your wall blue, let's even say all one color, forget the chayadim, I would have said you paint your wall blue, that is tzoveya. But maybe, writing is obviously kosev. I don't know. What about that interesting mural that we have between, next to Nagel's, with those funny shapes and planets with personalities or whatever exactly they are, right? Is that going to be kosev or is that going to be tzelveh? So maybe we have a raya from the Gemara on the Ayin Haman base. The Gemara there says, Hatzar tzura b'kli chayv misham makah b'patish. The mashmos is that you're not chayv either misham kosev or misham tzelveh when you are tzar tzura b'kli. Only makah b'patish. It could be that means additionally, but the pashup shot in that Gemara is just makah b'patish. So why isn't it also kosev, and why isn't it also soveya? So mishlama, it's not soveya. Maybe I'll say we're talking about a case where you didn't even use ink or dye. You were, I don't know, use your finger to make a tzura. You engraved it or something like that. So I guess you could have a situation where there's no soveya. Why isn't it kosev? So l'chora, what it teaches me is just making images, making swigglies or designs or something like that, whatever tzura you made on this, is not kosev. And maybe I'll go further. Maybe kosev is about conveying information. So this is now I have to ask a question. What is kosev? Maybe kosev, writing, means conveying information. So just making swirls and swigglies isn't kosev. I'm making it prettier. I'm making this kli, this vase, nice and pretty. But maybe that's not kosev. Like I said before, that brings us back to the mural outside of Nagel's. Maybe that's not kosev either. Nothing is being conveyed. It's just nice, colorful, images on the wall. So that's what you could say. The Rambam, take a look, Yud Aleph, Yud Zayin, says Roshem has told us kosev. Ketzad haRoshem Rishamim v'tzuros b'kosochai mishum kosev. So Rambam actually does not seem to agree to this. Rambam says that making tzuros on a wall is kosev. So I have to figure out, making tzuros on a wall is kosev. Why is it making tzuros on a kli kosev? Also, Tzadid Alman base, it says, this is bringing us back to Tzoveya possibly, kocheles is chayiv, according to Belazar, and Pater according to Chachamim. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiyuv according to Belazar? So Rav Avin says, because of koseves. Why is kochel kosev? Says Rashi, shemolicha makchol saviv ha'ayin, kadam hamolich kumos saviv ha'os. So I don't know exactly what kochel is, but I know that there's a type of makeup thing that looks just like a pencil.
Yeah,
that's what mascara is, the one that looks like a pencil. I thought mascara is the black stuff with the thing.
Nothing.
Anyway, there is something. Exactly. I don't know what it's called. Maybe it's eyeliner. I don't know what it is.
Eyeliner,
right? Okay, so maybe it's eyeliner. It looks just like a pencil, but you use it to color your face. So that's sort of what I imagine Rashi is describing over here. You make some type of line around your eye. Somebody, I guess women like to look like they have a black eye. And so then that is kosev. Good. Now the Gemara says, now just to be actually before we get there, this is sort of interesting because in the mite, this brings us back to toldos, right? Do we look at the mice or do we look at the pa'ula? In terms of the Maisa, it's very similar to kosev. You're taking something that looks just like a pencil and you're writing on your face. But conceptually, I would think it has nothing to do with kosev, at least if you assume my definition, which might be false, that kosev has something to do with conveying information. Here she's not conveying information. She's just trying to beautify her face. So at least at this stage in the Gemara, you see my definition is wrong, which anyway, we already mentioned might be against the Rambam. But anyway, the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara asks, v'chidach ksiva b'kach. Okay, not clear what that kasha is. What does it mean, v'chidach ksiva b'kach? If women do it all the time, if you think it's kosev, so then ma'aseh b'chol yom. So the Gemara answers, hocheles chai mishum tzova'as. Ah, no, you're right. The reason why you're chayav according to Blazer is not because of kosev, it's because of soveya. So at least lamaskana, that actually could go back to the definition I suggested, that ksiva is about conveying information as opposed to tzvia, which is about coloring for beauty. That could be the maskana. It's not clear what changed. Also, another thing we need to figure out, which we're not going to do now, but is why do the Rabbanan say this is only Aser Midrabbanan? And then also, who do we paskin like? Another thing, the Rambam over here writes that Kochelis is Aser Midrabbanan. So the Rambam thinks we paskin like the Chachamim. But what's the Iser Midrabbanan? Because of Kosev. If you use a blush, according to the Rambam, then it's Aser Midrabbanan because of Tzoveya. Tzovas. But if you're kochel, then it's kosev. Now, it could be the Rambam had a different girsa. Could be that if it was in a deraisa issue, then we have a kasha v'chida chsiva b'kach. But once it's only midrabbanan, we don't have that kasha. Al kopanim, not so clear how the Rambam read the Gemara. Did he have a different girsa or not? But the maskana is fascinating. According to the Maskana Sagamara and Lamaisa, according to the Rambam, so both types of makeup are only Aser Midrabbanan. We don't paskin like a Blazer, but the Iser Rabbanan is different. The Iser Rabbanan of Kocheles is Alts Kosev, and the other types of makeup, like a blush, Srak, whatever those are Soveya. So what does that tell us, according to the Rambam? Right? Again, I'll just, that's what the Rambam may be. This is the Rambam Lashitaso, because we said before the Rambam wrote that Tsar Tziurim is Chayiv Mishum on a wall, let's say, is Chayiv Mishum Kosev. It's Roshem, which is a told of Kosev. So maybe the Rambam is Lashitaso. Now there's Rambam. Reject my intuitive definition. I thought that the difference between Kosev and Roshem is that Kosev is about conveying information and Roshem is about coloring, dyeing, making more beautiful, etc. In which case, if you follow my intuition, so then kochel should also be tzoveya, it shouldn't be kosev. But the Rambam, who said that making designs is kosev, so he also says that midrabbanan, at the very least, being kochel is kosev. Now, yes.
It would just be that by the blush, it's, you're just trying to change the color. Like, I'll tell it to you. I'm just trying to change the color. Trying to make it.
Okay, good. Oh, so maybe that's a great. So let's go with Jack's definition. And that actually works very nicely. There's another Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. He writes, HaKosev al Menas LeKalkel Ha'or Chayev She'en Chiyuvo al Makom HaKsav El al HaKsav. So I think that's what we're getting at. That the chiyuv of kosev is not is the creation of letters, and therefore in creating a letter, even if you're makalkel the surface upon which you made the letter, like a graffiti or something like that, so then you're a chayev. Why? Because the chiyuv is on the ksav. It's not on a makom ksav. That's from a Tosefta Perek Yud Beis Halacha Zayin. So. Even though it's makalkal of the paper or wherever you're writing on, that's a chiyuv. Now, according to that, so then we could understand exactly what you were saying. Why kocheles is chayiv mishum kosev, or not chayiv, is aser mishum kosev. And the difference is that the goal of the srak is to change the color of the face. Right, she doesn't want to look sick. She doesn't want to look pale. She wants to look rosy and robust and healthy. So that's why she puts blush on her face. You're trying to like look like, you know, you're naturally. It's trying to make you look like this is your natural color. So why do? It's not her natural color. She's pale, but she wants to look rosy. So she's putting on the blush. So that's why it's Tovea. Whereas when she puts eyeshadow on, right? It's green, let's say. So she doesn't want anyone to think she has green eyes or kocheles. She doesn't want anyone to think she has a black eye. No, this is something, this is more like sav. In other words, it's about the creation of the letter. And therefore here too, it's not changing the color of the skin. It's something that she's placing on top of her skin to look more beautiful. And therefore, so that's Jack's theory. I could hear that. The Kiel's Yaakov has a piece on this, the Stipler, it's Simon Mem, and that's more or less his first theory, what Jack just said. So going back to the murals, so maybe I would think, so which one is it? Are you Chai Mishum Tzoveya or are you Chai Mishum Kosev? Are you trying to make, is you trying to put something on the wall? You're trying to color the wall, right? Is it like painting or not? I'm not sure. But that's actually a little bit of an issue because the Rambam, as we did, as we noted, explained that when you make tsuros on the kosel, haroshim mishamim v'tsuros b'kosel, yafai misham kosev. But anyway, that was difficult because we said, if so, if that's, how does the Rambam explain why the Gemara in Ayin Hamabei says that if you're tsar tsura, you're chayv misham makrapatas, and you're not chayv misham kosev or tzoveya, right? How would the Rambam explain that? So the way the Kiel's Yaakov says it, again, along the lines of what you were saying, is it depends. If your kavana is liyafos davar mekabel asatzura, that's melechas tzoveya. So it's not tzoveya when you make those tsuros on the vase, let's say, because tama de milsa tzar tzur bekli hakavana lashbiach hasakli ulesakno the imkain lo shayach l'ksiva. So it's not shayach to ksiva because ksiva is, like you said, when you make, when I make something on something. So sometimes making designs could be kosev, right? Like maybe that mural. Right, that again, or the, certainly pictures, things like that. I'm not. I'm trying to make the wall look nicer. So I'm putting something on top of the wall. I'm not dyeing the wall. I'm putting something on top of the wall to look nice. Sometimes I'm just trying to make the wall look nice. I'm not trying to put something on top of the wall. I'm trying to. So then it would be shayach to Soveya. It might not always be Soveya. Like, let's say I don't use ink. So that would be how the Rambam explains it. To put it a little differently, I think, if there's chashivas to the design, it's kosev. If there's no chashivas, it's just to make the kli look a little bit nicer. So then it's basically going to, you know, most it could be makabe patish or the like. Maybe it's not... So certain types of like swiggly lines or circles are like, I don't know, maybe those are going to be not kosev. Why? Because there's no chashivas to them. They're just swiggly lines or something like that. Sometimes they could be kosev. So therefore, and why is kochel mishum kosev, at least on a drabanan level? So that's just like we said, sometimes if you're tzar tzura b'kosel, it's kosev. If it's a chashivas, it's pretty on its own. So it could be, again, your goal is to make it prettier, but there's chashivas to the tzura, and therefore anytime there's chashivas to the tzura, you're making something chashiv on something else. So that's kosev, and that's the first beer he suggests in the Rambam. Yeah.
I know, like, and Swami did this a lot. If you use writing as a form of art, would you now be fine with Soveya?
I would assume it's still, according to the Rambam at the very least. In other words, if you didn't learn like the Rambam, you could say it's Soveya. Once you learn like the Rambam, I would think that that's kosev, because that's like tsar tsura b'kosel. In other words, there's chashivas to the tsura. If you think that kochel is Misham Kosev, even if only Midrabanan. And again, that's, if you're Tzar Tzura, in other words, that's going to be no worse than drawing animals or birds or other waterfalls and landscapes on the wall, which is all going to be Misham Kosev. So Adrab, if you didn't learn like the Rambam, if you took the approach that, you know, what I was calling my intuitive approach, so then, yeah, then that's a good shaila. Still not so clear. You're writing letters, but you could clear that shaila. According to Rambam, no. According to Rambam, there's chashivas to the letters, even if they're not conveying information. The chashivas and the beauty. Okay. Yeah.
That sounds different than what Jeff was saying, but if it's on top, it's closer to the absorbed. It's so
well, I think maybe this isn't what you meant, Jack, but what I understood Jack was saying was more of a conceptual difference. In other words, not absorbed and non-absorbed. If you wrote with ink that's fully absorbed, you're still chayiv misham kosev. In fact, you know, like our inks, generally, you know, not the safras, are basically fully absorbed into the paper. So still certainly kosev. The reason why it's kosev is because there's chashivos to the tzura. It's a very dachistic chiluk. It's not always going to be so obvious how you apply it. But it comes down to whether there's chashivas to the tzura, that's chayiv mishum kosev. And that's what the Rambam writes, that because there's chashivas to the tzura, even if you're mekalkel when you do it, in other words, when it comes to tzoveya, if the result is I've ruined the wall, then you're not going to be chayiv mishum tzoveya. There's this beautiful, lovely wall, and I now take this ugly color and I ruin it. That's not tzoveya. I mean, it wouldn't be chayiv mishum tzoveya at the very least. It would be mekalkel. But it could be kosev. If you take this beautiful wall and you start making graffiti on it, even though I've ruined the wall, but I've written letters or words or even pictures, that would be chayiv. Okay, again, could be. Fine. So the Kilos Yaakov has another possibility, somewhat similar, in terms of the difference between kosev and selveya. The pshat is that, and this is maybe a little more similar to what you were just saying, that kosev, again, this is they're very similar to each other. Kosev, the letters are on the cloth, whereas tzoveya, it's absorbed into the cloth. So then we would say the reason why Kocheles is kosev is because the image is on her skin, not absorbed. She doesn't want it absorbed. She doesn't want people to think she has green skin. Mashen kein srak. So it's absorbed. And this might also explain a different Rambam by Tzoveya, Tes Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, Ein Tzoveya chayev ad shehi tzeva miskayim, aval tzeva she'en miskayim klal, kigon. Shehevier srak o sheshar al gabe barzel o nechoshes etzavo pater. Shere atam aviro l'shaito ve'eno tzoveya klum chol shem lachos kev shavs pater. So what does it mean, shere ma'aviro l'shaito mean? So again, ata ma'aviro, you are going to take it off after a bit of time. So that's at the very least the way that Minchas Chinuch wants to read the Rambam. In the end, he's going to reject it because he thinks it doesn't make any sense, but he does think it's the simplest reading of the language. Take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. So he says, what's the pshat? So we could say the following pshat in the Rambam. Anytime you're going to take something off, so then it's not soveya. Why? Because if you're going to take it off, or maybe even if it comes off on its own very quickly, so clearly, the color hasn't changed. In other words, you know, he asks the Shaila, the Minchas Chinuch. He says, but let's imagine I write on his whiteboard. Oh, there we go. So, am I chayev? So, he says, of course you're chayev. Aye, but it's going to be erased very soon. It's not going to last. Not going to last 24 hours.
Good.
But it could. And therefore, of course, you're chayev for kosev. And the Minchas Chinuch says, of course, you should be chayev for tzoveya. Also, so why is the Rambam say you're pater for tzoveya? Doesn't make any sense. Now, it's sort of interesting because the Minchas Chinuch takes it for granted. It's inconceivable that when you dye something that could last, but then you remove it, and your intention is to remove it, and it's even the derech to remove it, you'd be pater, inconceivable, even though he thinks that's what the Rambam's words mean. things that's inconceivable. Now, we do have malachos where we find that. What's a malacha where we say that your intention to undo it makes you pater? Kosher. Now, kosher might not depend on your intention. It does. Things it depends on your intention. Others say it depends on the derech of the knot. But I'll call upon him, if it's a derech of the knot and it's your intention, you're certainly pater, right? You make a short-term knot. Either the knot could be always forever. It's a derech to be untied, and your intention is to untie it, you're pater. So the Minchas Chinuch, we have to think about why, thinks it's pashat that soveya should be like kosev, and it shouldn't be like kosher. He thinks kosher must be some exception. Why does he think kosher is such an exception? I guess when we talk about kosher, we'll figure out why. Kosher is exceptional in other ways as well. According to Rambam, at the very least, you only chayv at zekesh shalumnin. Why is that? We don't usually seem to have that rule. So we have to figure out what's special about kosher. But al kopanim, the Minchas Chinuch thinks it's pashut that if you dye something with the intention to undye it, to remove it, you're pater, you're chayev. So he doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. So, but according to what we were saying, maybe the pshat in the Rambam is very simple, because soveh is all about changing the color, giving something a new color. Anything that you're going to remove is clearly not its new identity. So, you could declare for it to be chayv mishum soveya, you know, how long does it need to stay? Maybe not le'olam, maybe yes le'olam, but at the very least, if it's atam aviro l'shaito, so then that is not its new identity. Now, how would we answer the Minchas Chinuch Shaila? Minchas Chinuch Shaila is, why in the world are you chayv pater mishum soveya, right? Why isn't it like kosev? Let's take for granted his hanachos. That if I write on a whiteboard, I'm chayiv, even if I'm going to erase it in a couple minutes, and even if that's the derech, to write on whiteboards and erase it within a couple minutes. But yet you're pater. The only time you're pater, you're chayiv. The only time you're pater for kosev, because it's animus kayim, is like the examples in the Mishnah, of like writing with fruit juice or something like that, disappearing ink, something that on its own is going to be not lasting. But something that could last, but I just plan not to let, you know, to erase it, and it's the derech. The din is, you are chayev, right? So says Minchas Chinuch, who din soveya. So maybe we'll answer no. Soveya makes a lot of sense that it would be different. Why? Because soveya is about changing the color. Kosev is about creating letters. So here I've created a letter, I should be chayev. But anything that's going to just be undone, whether naturally or intentionally, clearly has not gotten a new identity, a new color. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. So we could read the Rambam like the Minchas Chinuch and defend the Rambam from the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Happens to be that I don't know why the Minchas Chinuch reads the Rambam this way and gets himself into a tizzy and then says the Rambam just lav dafka. Sharia tamavir l'shaito, and Michael made this point, l'chora doesn't mean that. Sharia tamavir l'shaito doesn't mean you're going to remove it. It means that it was only put on in such a way that it'll be short-lasting. Because look at the beginning of the halacha. Avot seva she'enemis kaim klal, kagon, now what word does he use? Kagon, to have your srak o sheshar agabe barzel. It's avot pater. Sharei atamaviro l'shaita. So doesn't that mean you only put it on temporarily? In other words, it's going to go off on its own. It's not as long.
Is atamaviro like positive?
Yeah. When you put it on, you've only put it on temporarily. Again, because what was the verb he used originally? Tseva shen klal kagon shehevir srak. So what does hevir srak mean? We put it on, right? And satam aviro l'shaito. You're only putting it on temporarily because it's going to disappear on its own. But anyway, as I said, the Minchas Samach himself reads that as removing, and then he says he doesn't think it makes any sense, and therefore he says it's lav dafka. So I'm just pointing out that if you read it like the Minchas Chinuch, we could at least defend it by saying that soveya makes sense, that you'd only be chayev if you'd be potter if your plan is to remove it.
Did Yaakov himself defend it out?
I don't remember if that's what he says. But al pi dracho, darko, it makes sense. Now, let's actually take, once we're at this Rambam, take a step back and think about where in the world is the Rambam coming from? How does the Rambam know that if you are tzoveya short term, you are pater? Who told him? So if you look at the Magad Mishnah on that Rambam, the Magad Mishnah gives two possible makoros. This is Perek Tes again, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam's, the Magad Mishnah's first pshat, Zeh Nilmad Midin HaKosev, She'enu Ala B'davar M'skayim, K'mvor B'Perek Yud Aleph Halach Tazayin, right? It's the Mishnah, Kof Dalet Mibes, that says, if you're Kosev, like we said, with fruit juice or something like that, some short-lasting, you're Pater, Hu'adin, you are Pater for Tzoveya. Okay. According to this pshat, this first source that the Magad Mishnah brings, it's not two pshatim, but the first source, Yesh Lion, is this true for all Malachos? Or is there something similar between Kosev and Soveya, sort of the opposite of what we were saying before? Not so clear. That's his first pshat, first makor. Then he writes, the Magad Mishnah, Uva Mishnah Perka Bona, Zaklal, Kola Osa, Malacha, Umlachto Miskayames, Bishabes Chayev. Nope, the source is this Mishnah, that says you need Malachto Miskayames, Kol Ha'osa, Malacha, Malachto Miskayames. So this is a Din Klali, right? It's going on all malachos. Now, the question is, how do we teach this line in the Mishnah, at least according to the Magen Mishnah, right? When the Mishnah says, Kol osam malachim malachim skayim b'Shabbos. So you could teach it in two ways. The way the Magen Mishnah and Magid Mishnah, sorry, and Ramba might be reading it, this is at the very least the way the Shar HaTzion, Shar HaTzion, Shin Gimel, Os Samachas, reads the Magen Mishnah, and the Rambam is saying as follows: Kol ha'osa melacha u'melachto miskayemes b'Shabbos. If it lasts for Shabbos, then you're chayev. In other words, the Mishnah is not just telling me that you're only chayev if it's melacha miskayemes, but it's also telling me what's considered miskayemes, and what's the shear for miskayemes according to the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah? Shabbos. Wow. So what's a little strange about that is then it would, how long does it have to last? Well, it depends when I do it. If I do it, I dye this thing red an hour after Shabbos starts and it lasts for 15 hours, I'm potter because it's not miskayemes b'Shabbos. But if I, an hour before Shkia, if I dye it, and it lasts for 3 hours, I'm going to be chayev. That's a little bit odd. But that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading the Rambam and the Magad Mishnah. Now, he points out that Rashi does not read it this way. Rashi, on that Mishnah, writes, Dibarascha b'Shabbos, he writes, Ha'osa malacha kai, meaning to say, Kol osa malacha malachto miskayemes b'Shabbos means, if you are osa malacha b'Shabbos, umalachto miskayemes, then you're chayev. Now, the strange thing about Rashi's pshat is, I mean, obviously, we're talking about Shabbos. It's a Masechta Shabbos. Everything until this Kuf Gimel has all been about Shabbos. Why all of a sudden do we have to say, Kol Osa Malacha U'Malacha Miskayemes B'Shabbos, you're Chayev? Of course we're talking about Shabbos. So that's why he thinks that the Rambam read it the other way. It doesn't mean on Shabbos, it's just U'Malacha Miskayemes B'Shabbos. But that comes out something weird also, like we said, that there's no Shear, right? It depends when you did it. And why would that be the shear anyway? So it's sort of strange in both directions, but that's the way the Shar Tzion wants to read the Rambam and the Magad Mishnah, at least the second Makor that the Magad Mishnah brings.
Do you think it's possible that Miskayemes B'Shabbos means last for a week?
B'Shabbos meaning L'Shabbos? You could say that. That's not the way the Mishnah Berurah reads it. Mm-hmm. But we will see that there are those who do think that a week is a shear, at least for kosher. There is one opinion. This is the Mari Abu Hav Bedas HaTur, who thinks that if you're kosher, a kasher that lasts a week, you're chayef. So maybe that's how he would read it. But I think it's also a difficult read in the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam. Certainly not the view of the Shaar Tzion. Al Kopanim, that is the way he reads it. So the way the Mishnah reads it is this is a machlokas Rashi and Rambam. He talks about it in the context of like braiding a shetel. So he says that you're not chayev because it's omedes l'stira. But then he notes that maybe according to the Rambam, you should be chayev because it might last for the duration of Shabbos. That's what he brings up. His lashon is mashma l'choira dafilu miskayemes rak al yom haShabbos l'chud. V'chein mashma l'anias daiti the Rambam perk tes halacha yud gimel. He thinks that's the pshat of Rambam. Now you could say that rak rak al yom haShabbos l'chud means 24 hours. Doesn't just mean Shabbos. So it's what we'll say that's what it means. That's what he says. Not clear. But if you look at the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Zayin Siman Yud Gimel, he says, yeah, that's exactly what the Rambam holds. Sefach Sheinu Miskayim Klal is Potter. And how do you define that? It's going to last Shabbos. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadi Aleph, Os Yud Aleph, says that is very, very difficult. A number of questions. First of all, we mentioned that this din comes up from Kosev as well. By Kosev, one of the examples that you're potter for is if you write on like a leaf, like you write on an onion. So the potter, why it's animus kind. It's going to last a couple of days at the very least. If you write it, it's not going to last forever, but you can write on an onion. Well, it'll last till the end of Shabbos. It'll last for 25 hours, last for several days. Also, one of the examples here, Potter, is when you're roshem reshima b'tziporen, like in a cloth, you dig your nail into it. Again, that also could last for a couple of days. Why are you Potter? Minchas Yitzchak defends himself, stochelis rayos. But again, you have this really strange idea that it would be tally in how long Shabbos is when during the day. And it's for that reason that other achronim, like the Sosa Shulchan, that this pshat of the Shaar Tzion in Rashi is very, very dohak. We will see that the Chai Adam has his own very fascinating interpretation of this machlokas. Al Kolponim, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow, we'll sort of try to get into the details. We're going to start with Tzviya Ba'ochlin. We'll start with, take a look if you haven't done it yet, the Tosis Rid on Daf Ayin Hamud Beis, and learn the Chai Adam. It was a fascinating session on all this. And we'll take it from there. Okay. Yes. Okay, have a question. Good day. Yes, question. Go ahead.
In terms of Soveya, I'm seem to recall that one of the ways to test this blue color is Techeles and not fake Techeles, Kahol Ha'ilan, is because the Kahalin doesn't last.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you wouldn't be Chayev for Kahal Ha'ilan. Somebody who died with indigo would be Chayev. It's just, you know, you just because it's going to fade after a month or two or three, like jeans.
Oh, it lasts that long. I thought if you wash it, then
Whatever it is. I don't know. I don't know how long it lasts. I don't know. That just lasts. It's a color one is indigo. It's what they use to make jeans. Or they used to use.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Call to everyone.